Welcome to the Cordial Podcast, where we delve deep into the realms of thought-provoking discussions, insightful interviews, and captivating stories that entertain and engage. Each episode will be a journey, an exploration of ideas, experiences, and perspectives that will challenge your thinking and spark new insights. Together, we'll uncover the stories behind the headlines and dissect emerging trends. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or a curious newcomer, whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, hitting the gym, or winding down after a long day, buckle up and get ready for an engaging ride. The Cordial Podcast is here to accompany you on your quest for knowledge and discovery. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on this adventure together. I'll be your host, Mungai Kahoy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and join us on our social media handles at The Cordial Podcast, at XMunga, to share your thoughts, suggestions, and connect with our growing community. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. A warm welcome to you, my listener. Thank you very much for tuning in on another episode, ladies and gentlemen. And we are on episode 14 and grateful to be here. I'm grateful for each and every listens that I've had. Hey, kwanza year last week, bana. Hey! Wadao, si mungeniambia mnataka hizi sauti za watu. Mbona mkuniambia jamani? But I'm really grateful for each and every person who listened through the previous episode, for the new subscribers. Niko karibu kufika 50. I'm so glad to see the progress that I'm making, and it's not by my own self. It is also by you who's taking your time to listen through and to also, you know, just get to know who Mungai is and what other people want to talk about, because this is another platform as compared to many other platforms that, you know, give out content. And basically I'm glad today, because as I promised, this week was going to be more on the men's talk, you know. Mi nilienda nje nikajaribu kutafuta watu. Nimejaribu, wanaume wanakataa. Na wenye wamekuja wananipatia answers za ChatGPT. Mi naanza kuambiwa hapa, sijui there is a pilot analogy. Wadau. But anyway, I am glad, because as I promised, you know, lazima wanaume wasikike. And one funny thing is that every single extract I got for this particular episode from each person, I don't know if men are different from women, because I expected a little bit more of tea, but I just realized that men are direct. When you ask any question, as a man, you just answer questions directly. Hakuna hata kachai kidogo in between. You know, like how ladies do, you know, they give out context, they give out everything before even they answer the question. Because after they've answered the question, you're there already laughing and thinking, umtu amekapitia. But men decided to go straight to the point. So if this episode is shorter than last time's episode, tafadhali munisame jumimi sijui. I do not know how or what happened, but we are still glad to be here. But anyway, we are going to jump straight into it. So the previews for the men, it was a bit hard to find, you know, good previews that will actually capture your attention, but I tried my best, because who else loves editing than Mungai? Who else? Who else? Kwanza hiyo intro. Ngoja. Kwanza hiyo intro. Umesikiaje? Umesikiaje? Ebu niambie. Tuma arafa kwenye nambari 0742473755 na nita reply. Ona bado una load. But anyway, on to our first preview. Of course, lazima tutafute, you know, people who have courtesy, people who actually realize that there are people listening. So tunaanzia obviously na kasalamu kutoka kwa one of my very good friends. Jamaa tunajuana tu Twitter, but hey, he's a really, really stand-up man that I admire, because we watu ni hustlers uko nje. Anyway, get into it.
So good evening, amani, good afternoon.
So I'm going to continue with the same guy, because huyu alisema hata feature vitu. Alisema hata feature vitu because lazima waambie nini anataka. Yeye lazima anze na physical aspects before he even got to how these people handle themselves, and this is what he actually had to say. So these are three examples of things he wants. The things he wants.
Dem lazima kuwe na haga. You're number one. Nikisema haga, I'm not talking about the size. Shape is important than the size. Sitaki dem mwenye ako na kielele bana, kitu kidogo asharuka. Staki dem levi. Hey, yona end point mzito.
Alafu, wadau, they're this kind of people who, whatever you tell them, whatever you ask them, they must first. Lazima wajitete. Lazima mujitete. Yani wanaume, ulakatu wapu na ulizo swali. Hata haikuwa na ubaya. Wewe, ukaamua, uanze kujitete.
So like, yondo nini yangu. Vile mnasemanga toa, tall, dark and handsome. Sasa ni yondo nini yangu. Kwa sababu kuna physical attributes.
And then now, to the next extract. This guy is my best friend. We graduated together, so... This guy, so I went to him, of course, as the first person. So, because we know each other that well. So I wanted his tea, his personal... You know, stories, because, okay, I know some of them, but, you know, I wanted him to say. Ukijana akaamua kwenda kuongea kizungu mingi. And then he decided he is going to embarrass me. He decided. Listen to this.
So, sijui kani mansa swali zako.
Anyway, as I stated earlier, before, there was this guy who decided. Hakuwezi kosa watu kutupatia dissertations. I'm a lecturer too. Yani, mtu aliamua tumuulize, what kind of person would you want? Yeah, akaamua kutuambia. Sijui kuna pilot analogy. Sijui co-pilot and... Hey, jamani, wanaume.
Achani tumei analogy. Unachikingi kwa ndege. Lazima kutakuwa na co-pilot na kutakuwa na pilot. Pilot pekee hazi fly on ndege. Hazi kubaliwa kutoka kwa hizi commercial planes, hizi kubelewa kutoka kwa ground kama ina kwa pilot na pilot. So lazima sisi wote tuna nini.
And I'm going to conclude with something that is going to put you off kidogo, because what did this guy actually mean by saying this?
I've maybe dropped kidogo in performance here and there.
So, those are the shots. The short extracts I had for this week from the men. Well, as I've said, I apologize if this episode becomes shorter than the ladies, because we the ladies had much to talk about. But anyway, we are going to dive right in to the stories, to the explanations, to the stories Zajaba, to everything that was said, because we men are different. And this is how they handle this question. People.
Sisi ni Gen Z, mazeizi, maswali ni ngumu, tunajua kitu kweli. Okay, two things. No, actually, just three things. Respect, desire, wisdom. Respect, okay, for a man, respect is paramount. Yes, then kama kuna much explaining. For men, respect is paramount. Desire, must be there. Somebody who enjoys your presence. Somebody who enjoys your time. Somebody who appreciates the things you do for them and the things they do for you. Nugget. That's desire. And then wisdom inaku allow to make good decisions. Like, is kitu yenye nafanya, is it going to augur well with the person that I'm with? Or is it going to hurt them? The decisions that I'm making, are they going to go in line, you know, with what we share with this person? So for me, I think hizo vitu tatu ni very, very important. Na beauty hapo kando, hiyo ni honorable mention. Yeah. Yeah, I'm that kind of person myself. I can offer those things because I believe you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot draw from an empty vessel. So you cannot ask for love if you do not have it for yourself first. If you do not, you cannot respect, you cannot expect to be respected by somebody else if you do not respect yourself. You cannot expect something from somebody else that you don't have or that you lack. And that's why it's, for me, it's very important to get somebody that can mirror those qualities. I believe they just click, you know, if you have those qualities, like, you know, respect, your wisdom and, you know, the desire. Everything else just blends in, because you'll find most of these qualities people want or people need in their relationships. They're either a combination of one or these two things. Nugget.
Uh-huh. So, good evening, amani, good afternoon. Dem, lazima kuwe na haga. You're number one. Nikisema haga, I'm not talking about the size. Shape is important than the size. So, lazima kuwe na haga iko na shape. Inaweza kuwa ndogo, lakini shape imeti. Then, on to more serious things. Urembo pia lazima ikuwe hapo kiasi, but serious, more serious matters, lazima kuwe na akili. Akili in the sense that she's capable of entertaining foreign ideas and new thoughts. Ayuko fixated on specific narratives. So yeah, that one. Somebody who's not impulsive. Sitaki demoni yako na kielele bana, kitu kidogo asharuka. Act fast, then think later. Zi, leti shangwe. So ideally somebody who applies thinking more than they react to emotions. Lazima kuwe dem god fearing, sitaki dem levi. Hey, yona nene point mzito. Dem levi na zi, mtu analewa yu hapana. Lazima apende dogi manze. You mean kuna madogi? Na siwezi get rid of my dogs. I actually plan on getting more. So if you don't like dogs, atuwezi elewana. So yeah, that's basically it. Whether I have the same qualities, I believe kuna zenye niko nazo. Of course, aga sina. Nasifai kuwa nayo. And I also love somebody who can take jokes, by the way. I can also take jokes. Mi maneno inyumizagi sana. Labdo nipige. I guess that's it.
Ajay, what I'm looking for in a partner is somebody who is understanding, somebody who knows how to have fun, somebody who isn't afraid of commitment, and somebody who is also hardworking and willing to call out bullshit when I'm on the wrong, and who is able to take correction too. Yeah, that's what I'd say I'm looking for in a partner. Well, nobody is perfect. I understand that even in my current relationship, I have a lot of room to grow, room to improve. But each and every single day, I try and evaluate myself and be like, okay, I've made a change here. I've made an improvement here. I've maybe dropped kidogo in performance here and there. But all in all, I believe that every interaction I have, it's propelling me forward.
All right, I'm looking for emotional maturity. I'm saying when you have problems, we can sit down and talk. That is number one at most thing. And then also I'm looking for a person we can have communication, conversations, build interactions together. You get critique each other whenever we are in a mess, kind of a thing. So basically, whatever I'm looking for, it's somebody, I'm not saying I'm not grown, but somebody, but mwenye tutakuwa in a gradual growing process. Like every day we grow, there's no stopping. Like I said, as in you're growing every day. So how to him say mwenye one and a left hand and a right. So as much as an envision of seeing yourself there somewhere, you get a person mwenye unona you can, as in itakuwa easier for you to move the same that thing. So it's not that I am not that myself, I'm actually getting myself there, but it's like him to mwenye atakuja a derail the process. You get, yeah.
How can I put it? As someone who we can love together, who loves to make jokes and can understand my level of jokes, someone who can as well correct me when I'm wrong, someone who has a good communication skills, someone who is sweet, kind, gentle, and respects my boundaries, as well as someone who is loyal. It's always all about loyalty. When we're talking about body type, consider a petite lady. Yeah. I believe the answer is yes, I'm that kind of person. I'm loyal, I'm kind, I'm sweet, and as well, I love to make jokes. Yeah, and I feel life to be, how can I put it, simple and taking it steps at a time.
In a partner, Maze, I look for a lot of things, but majorly the core five that I look for ni love, friendship, loyalty, honesty, and respect. These are two. The rest it'll follow. I don't look at the other things. As long as you can love, you can have friendship, to you I can get a uneza kuwa friend wangu, uneza kuwa respect, utakuwa loyal to me. The rest of the things it'll flow zenyewe too. Yeah.
Okay, so itakuwa mini ambushed kuambia tu zenye ziko kwa akili yangu tu sahizi. So basically naweza sema maybe ni mse mwenye ni god fearing. So nikisema god fearing kumaanisha that lazima mse akuwa Christian first of all kwa sababu si unajua unaweza pata Muislamu, lakini sasa mimi lazima mtu akuwe Kristo first of all kwa sababu nimeelewa na nini ya Kikristo. So lazima akuwe, hiyo ni kitu ya kwanza. So the other thing, lazima tu tuna vibe, hiyo ni kitu moja yenye iko kwa sababu hakuna vile tutakuwa like, hakuna vile naweza choose kukana msee mwenye vibe iko alafu msee mwenye ni supportive, acha niseme hivyo. So like saizi hatu set tunaenda nini ya set, saizi hatu kwa watoto tena, acha tuseme hivyo. So nikitafuta partner maybe naangalia msee mwenye maybe nikikuwa kwa jam ananiokolea, akuwa kwa jam na muokolea, like ni msee mwenye uko unajua ukimuhitaji she'll be there for you, she'll be there for me, that is sasa. So tasema mse mwenye ni supportive kwangu. Kitu ingine though isi major sana, mse mwenye maybe tuna anapenda kuhafa, nata niseme hivo. So asikuwe introvert, asikuwe too much an extrovert, so ambivert. So najua ambivert ni katikati, so kuna fun na kuna nini, so tuko hapo katikati, umelewa, kitu kama hiyo. Okay, so hizo ni vitu zenye hawezi guza. So kwa physical attributes, maybe nataka mse first of all akuwa mfupi kuniliko, acha nianze hapo. My type, maybe naweza sema mimi napenda mademu wenye ni petite, acha niseme hivyo. So like hiyo ndio nini yangu, like vile mnasemanga tall dark and handsome, sasa hiyo ndio nini yangu kwa sababu kuna physical attributes. Lazima kwanza ukuwe attracted to mse maybe physically, ndio sasa ujue personality yake. As much as mtu atasema ni personality, anaangalia sana sana, lakini before maybe ni make a move, lazima kwanza niangalie nione that maybe ni msemenyeneza, ananivutia, like I'm attracted to first of all, physically, alafu sasa ndo niende nijue personality yake. So personality yake inaweza kuwa ni a major downside, hata kama physical nini presence yake inani attract, apata that personality yake haiko kwa level yangu, like si kitu yenye nataka. Semsemwe pia anaona hivyo, like be physically inaweza kuwa na ako attracted to me, lakini personality yangu inakuwa like si kitu yenye natafuta. Nasema kwa hiyo follow up question, so basically kama ya kwanza a Christian, yes mimi Christian, hiyo ni kitu ya kwanza. Ukidate mse maybe kama saa hizi si ati mtu ana date for fun, mtu ana date akuwa naangalia maybe ni mse mwenye naweza spend ficha yangu na yeye. So akikuwa Muislamu maybe si ati niko na anything against Islam, lakini akikuwa Muislamu values zake zenye amenini nazo si zenye mimi nimelelewa nazo. So unaona basically ataka kutakuwa na nini ikifika place yenye maybe pate that is familia, kitu kama hiyo utapata that kulea watoto mtakuwa mnalea nini zina contradict, like yeye ako hivi na wewe uko hivi. So like unaona hapo kutakuwa na kitu yenye mnachanganya watoto. So ni msemo wenye mtafuta msemo wenye ana believe values yenye mimi na believe in, so like based on the Christian aspect. Then mimi ni ambivert, nita have fun time yenye inahitajika na bado nitakuwa introvert time yenye nini itakuwa reserved time yenye inahitajika. Like sasa mimi ni extrovert, sasa mimi ni introvert, so hiyo ni kitu kingine. Another thing is that mimi msema kitaka nikuwe there for him or her size, I'll be there for you. So basically yes, I know that ni kitu yenye naweza fanya, like kaa niko into you ama kana kupenda, mbona nisikuwe like is kwa there for you time yenye unanihitaji. Inapaswa kukua, as we say, inapaswa kuwa 50-50. Hawezi si jani yenye mnaweza fanya na si jani yenye mse mmoja pekee ndiye ana put effort, wale huyo mwingine amefanya nini, ametulia. Lazima nyinyi wote mwe like mko kwa hiyo nini, like mcheki. Acha nitumie analogy, unachikingi kwa ndege, lazima kutakuwa na co-pilot na kutakuwa na pilot. Pilot pekee hawezi fly on ndege, hawezi kubaliwa kutoka kwa hizi commercial planes, hizi kubelewa kutoka kwa ground kama ina co-pilot na pilot. So lazima sisi wote tuna nini, unapata co-pilot, maybe the pilot kuna time itafika wananza kuswitch. So like tunabalansiana, nini kinini huku yana nini huku, like lazima kuwa na hiyo balance.
Anyway that was the men. I do not know whether it was something you expected or it was something that actually caught your attention. What do these particular kind of men, you know, want for themselves? And I'm sure, of course, all of them have their own experiences which they decided hawatakuja kutuambia juu hao wadai kutupatia chai. But anyway, as I said, next week we are going to dive now through all these extracts that we've had from the women to the men. Yeah. I actually thought I should give mine today, but I sijui nisipeane. Thinking, because I was thinking I should do it next week, but I'm also, something is coming through my head that episode might be longer if I put my own views, so I think I am going to put mine right now. So who is Mungai? Mungai, what kind of partner would you like? Mungai. So basically, you guys, I'll tell you one thing. I have experienced a lot of things in Ijaba. I've not experienced a lot, just a few, because I am, first of all, shy. I was among those people who in high school ukiona watu wamekuja funky, not watu, but when ladies were coming for functions in school, mimi kazi yangu ilikuwa unatoka DH after symposium, ama if you're not in the symposium and we will go to this particular place called the agriculture block, sisi watu wa Christian Union, and actually pray for people. You know, I do not regret that because it formed a really big part of me. But what I regret is is not talking to people, you know. I should have built my confidence there, because we, I have struggled. Me, I came to actually get a little bit of confidence in campus, because, you know, you get to meet different kind of people, and people actually talk to you. You don't have to really do much of the talking. But, you know, even current conversations, I came to learn later on, like later on. In campus, juu we mimi niko naogopa wanawake walikuwa wanapita, naona wanakuja hii side na hepa hiyo side juu sasa hao watu hapana. But anyway, so I got into my first relationship in campus, I think so. Hiyo yeah, ilienda venye inataka. But anyway, I have very few experiences when it comes to partners, but in between I have come to realize that in relationships, you know, things are amplified. Your character is amplified, and there are things that aren't really good. Even if you think you're so good or you know how to love, you definitely do not know, because you're meeting somebody else who's also from a different upbringing, different environment, and you both of you get feelings, you know. And so for me, I think right now, you know, next month I will be 25, and so I always think about what I should do next for the next year, and I've been trying as much as possible to assess my life, as I've said in the previous episodes, you know, recapping 2023. And I came to realize that for the most part of my life, I've always wanted somebody who will understand me. For me personally, somebody who will understand me. And I came to realize it is not that I want somebody who understands me, but I need to first of all understand myself. And after I learned that, then I realized, first of all, mi kwanza ukiniuliza tinatakanga mtu anakaje, mimi sina anga type. Oh, sijui hao wanaume wanasema petite anga sijui. I do not know. For me, attraction is attraction, you know, because in my life I've been attracted by people who are petite, people who are, you know, well endowed, you know, all these things, but they went the way they went. Direct translation. But yeah, so in terms of the physical aspects, I don't think I have like a particular kind of aspect of a lady I would want. But what I want right now, I will say, is somebody who we are on the same path mentally. You get somebody who's, first of all, a Christian, and who understands the some values that are placed for Christians, you know, that are already there, so we don't have to compromise on that. And then the rest of the things can be sorted easily, because I think, me personally, I think once you've gotten somebody who you're on the same path, then everything else can be set and, you know, put into action. So the first thing is our faith. Hey, our faith has to be of the same thing. And then basic understanding of some things, especially communication. Of course, what on a samangai mambo ya communication, communication that, communication this, but you also get to learn there's comprehension inside there, there's tone, you know, all these things. And then you recognize that you also have to deal with some things, you know, all these things. So when you're asking Mungai who what he wants, I cannot say I have a full picture of a character I would want, because you do not know who you will meet. Mina juangaivyo. You can meet somebody who's really, really sweet and nini. Lakini we, wacha mjuane kidogo. Napigiwa nduru kazi juini. But anyway, yeah. So me personally, I will say the first two things I would consider is how they think, and if our faith is on the same path. Because also, by the way, a big red flag is you might find somebody who's quote-unquote a Christian, but you do not believe on the same things, you know, like, because there are many Christians who are taking compromises outside here and not really following things, but you know. So me, I am really, I take my time knowing somebody. May take my time because I'm one of those people who believe talking stage at enough akukana in months. Alafu kizama hivyo kuna watu wana kuulizanga 9 months mnaongea nini. 9 months is for you to realize who this person is before you even ask them to be your girlfriend or you get asked to be their girlfriend. You know, because, wadao, hizi vitu za 2 weeks, I love you, angazijui hivi, ni jaba, tuwache uongo. And let us tell ourselves the truth because I say 9 months or 6 months because I believe that in between that I will be straightforward. I will be communicating as much as possible to say, yo, we are 2 months in and I am currently pursuing you romantically. You know, have those communication, straightforward communication with the person that you're talking to so that there is no confusion and there is no much really anxiety in between. Yeah. So that is exactly what Mungai wants as of now, but it is not fully placed yet because there's a lot of things we have to do. There's a lot of things we have to heal on. Yeah, because this life, we take time. But anyway, so that has been the tea from Mungai himself, the host. Imagine the host has decided to give you a whole story about himself. I think we will continue next week, but it has been a pleasure. This has been the episode where men talk about, you know, what they want, including me. I believe I am a man, a young man for that case, because we 25 years. Jesus. Anyway, it has been a pleasure. Let's meet next week. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Cordial Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and ensures that we continue to deliver content that resonates with you. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to explore in future episodes, reach out to us on our social media handles and we'd really, really love to hear from you. Before we sign off, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our guest for sharing their insights with us today. As always, stay curious, stay informed, and stay inspired. Until next time, this is Mungai Kawongoi signing off. Take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Cordial Podcast.